Good morning, WHTC News. Time is 9:12. It's time to talk to Sally Lakaitis. The segment is called Destination Downtown, and it's brought to you by the Windmill Restaurant, home of the hash brown omelet. Stop in for breakfast or lunch at the Windmill Restaurant in the heart of downtown Holland. And with the sun out, Sally, it's spring on the way, and we've got a lot of things starting to gear up coming up this spring. And, of course, this weekend we've got St. Patrick's Day festivities and a lot of different stuff coming up.
Right, right. And I know there's been a lot of talk and a lot of hype about St. Patrick's Day and the parade and everything, but there might be one thing that people have sort of forgotten about. If you go into the Curra, there is a countdown clock to St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And they restart it, you know, every year when St. Patrick's Day ends. That countdown clock is actually almost 15 years old.
Really?
And we purchased it. The CVB purchased it. In preparation for Celebration 2000, when we went into the new millennium, and we had a celebration committee, and we had this huge downtown event, and we thought we had to get some hype going about it. So we purchased this countdown clock. It was in the front window of our office.
Yeah.
And we counted down for a year until New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And then after that, the Curra approached us and said, you know, we'd really like that for St. Patrick's Day. So that's how it ended up there.
Yeah, every Irish bar I've ever been to, that's a staple. They always have that countdown to St. Patty's Day.
Exactly. You know? And since you were just talking about recycling with Michelle and Matt, I thought, see, that's perfect. We recycled that clock, and it's still going on. So we want to make sure folks come down for that. And I would be remiss if I did not give a shout-out to my son who works for Guinness over in Dublin, and he is gearing up for just a
Does he really work in Dublin?
He does.
Wow, this is a big time. This is their Super Bowl, then.
Guinness storehouse, and it's last year they set all sorts of records. And he said the number of Americans that are over for St. Patrick's Day is just crazy.
Really?
So it's a busy, busy. He'll be working for probably a week solid.
Yeah, so this is his tulip time then.
This is his this is his tulip time. Absolutely. Absolutely. But there are some other really fun things going on. We talked about it last week, and I was a week ahead of myself, but that is the Battle of the Brews, which is going on this weekend as opposed to last weekend. It's actually tonight from 6:30 to 8:30, and it is the battle of coffee against beer.
Beer, yeah. This is an interesting combo.
Right.
I like it.
So that's New Holland and JP's, and it is at Culture Works, which is on 710 Chicago Drive, which is, for folks who are old-time Hollanders, it's where Engedi Church is now and where the old Kmart was.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's something that's kind of fun that's going on. Of course, Laugh Fest, you know, we can't forget that. Tonight, amateur stand-up night at the Arts Council, and then Evergreen Commons. I was reading about this yesterday, the Common Reactors, which are some seasoned comedians that will be doing some great, great skits. There's also a great film at the Knickerbocker, The Rocket. That's tonight. That's tomorrow night. They're for little girls, if any grandparents are listening out there or parents are listening out there, there's a Cinderella Tea Party at Alpenrose Restaurant. That's on Saturday at 11:30. Folks do have to call and make, they have to make reservations for that. And then moving on back to Laugh Fest, Jeff Allen, who's a well-known comedian, will be at Dimnit Chapel tomorrow, Saturday night at 7 p.m.
All right. Sally Lakaitis joining us this morning. The segment is Destination Downtown. And I also want to say I'm glad you're feeling better. I know you've been sick out for a week, but you seem just fine and chipper like your normal self.
Thank you.
So
thank you. I'm finally
feeling
good.
Yeah.
This is my first day back.
Outstanding. Sally, thank you so much, and I'll hopefully see you at the parade this weekend.
Absolutely. I will be there.
All right. Sally Lakaitis joining us this morning.